brother. Here we go. Victory. Learning from the young who? Can we learn from young folks? Say, oh, yeah. Josiah's his name. If we don't make it all, you'll have to go online and figure it out. We'll see what happens. Here we go. Just some scripture about his family. We're going to talk about Josiah, but about his granddaddy and his father. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. That was young. He reigned 55 years. Say 55. His mother's name was Hephzibah. I like my mama's name. Her name's Ann. It's real easy. And he did that. This man, Manasseh, did that which was what? And he reigned for how many years? You count how many presidents that would be. Take from now and go back 55 years and think about that would go back to JFK or Eisenhower. Think about all the men. One man reigned and he was very evil. Think about what one man over 55 years evil he could do to a nation. And he built again the places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. Now Hezekiah was a man of God. This man built back all the false gods and the false idols, and he tore down the temple and he destroyed the true worship to the living God. That's what Manasseh did. 55 years. 55 years. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. You're a priest and you're worshiping the true God. Your dad will kill you. That's what he did for 55. Say 55. 55 years. He wiped out Judaism. He wiped it out. He was like Hitler. You understand? Yes or no? And Manasseh slept with his fathers. He's dead. That's a good death. Good. Okay? Back that up again, buddy. That verse. Manasseh slept with his fathers. He was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Ammon, his son, started to reign in his stead. Keep looking. And Ammon was 22 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was whatever. The daughter of Heres of Jothbah. I mean, read it. It's important. Don't get me wrong. And he did that which was what? Just like his daddy. Just like his daddy. Hit my button, brother. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and he walked not in the way of the Lord, and the servants of Ammon conspired against him and slew the king in his own house. Good. Boy, this is a bad story, ain't it? And he was buried in the sepulcher in the garden of Uzzah. And Josiah, there's our man. Hey, Josiah, we're trying to learn from a young leader. I ain't learned a whole lot yet from these other jokers. And Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Can we just thank the Lord that those guys are gone now? Here we go. Here we go. Victory. Learning from the young leader. His name is Josiah. At age 8 when he started. There he is. That's our picture. We didn't know what he looked like. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. We're just moving quickly. At age 16... For in the 8th year of his reign, 8 plus 8, 16, while he was yet young, he began to do what? Seek after the God of his father who? David. Not his father Ammon. Not his granddaddy Manasseh. He began to seek after the God of his father David. What can God do with a man who starts to seek after him? A young man, 16 years old, 16 years old right here. Keep going. At age 20, in the 12th year, 8 plus 12 is 20. In the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. What that means at age 20? At age 20, this false idol mess is coming down. Tear it down. Okay? The groves where you're worshiping out here, gone. Burn them! Age 20. Don't tell me a young man can't do something for God. Crazy. Amen? Boom. Keep looking. Age 26. It came to pass in the 18th year. 8 plus 18 is 26. See, I can do math. of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe. He sent Shaphan to the house of the Lord, saying, okay, and we're going to learn from this young leader. He sent this servant. And several things we're going to see now. He said, look, that temple down there, they're collecting money. Okay? Been doing it for years and years and years, taking the people's money. Go get the money from the priest. That's what the king said. Go get the money from the priest. Y'all listening or not? Okay? There's a new sheriff in town, and it's me, he says. We're going to clean up this joint. We're going to clean up this place. He started when he was 20, now he's 26. Go to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people. Okay? Go get the money. Use it to do what? The temple's tore up. It's a mess because of my granddaddy. It's a mess because of my father. It's in ruins. We're learning from a young leader. Use it to repair the temple. Let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work. I love that. Give it to the people that are doing something. Amen. Say. Well, don't you like that? That'd be a good way to run government, wouldn't it? Say. Good grief. That have the oversight of the house of the Lord. Let them give it to the doers of the work, which is in the house of the Lord, to do what? To repair the breaches of the house. What a shame. As he's studying and as he's trying to learn more about where he came from. And it's, you're talking several generations. It's been wiped out. He doesn't even know who he is or where he came from. He doesn't even know about the heritage that he has in David and in the Lord. Unto the carpenters, the builders, the masons, buy timber, hewn stone, repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt what? Faithfully. Hey, here's the money. You just go do it. You just go do it. And that's what they did. A real treasure was discovered. How many don't know this story? Can I see your hand? A lot of you. Great. Here we go. A real treasure is discovered. So they're rebuilding the temple because a 26-year-old who started really when he's 20, who really started when he was 16, says, you know what? We're going to rebuild that temple. And Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan the scribe, I've found. Here's the high priest. Now look what the high priest did. The high priest is supposed to be the guy that knows the Bible, right? He says, the high priest says to Shaphan, I found the book of the law. I found the Bible. That's hilarious to me. You mean the preacher? You didn't even know there was a Bible? That's how screwed up they were. Y'all listening or not? Say. Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan to the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he started reading it. He started reading it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and he brought the king word again and said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, delivered it to the hand of them that are doing the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe, then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest had delivered me a book. And Shaphan started reading the book of the law before who? King Josiah, who's 26 years old. He starts reading him the law of God. The king's response to the word, when he heard it, he tore his clothes as a sign of humility, of repentance. It came to pass when the king, when Josiah heard the words of the book of the law, he rent his clothes. Keep looking. He wanted to learn more. Keep reading. Keep reading to me. Go ye inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that are found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that's kindled against us. Because our fathers, they've not hearkened unto the words of this book. My granddaddy, my daddy, they were evil. They were wrong to do according unto all that is written concerning us. There's evil that's coming to us. So Hilkiah the priest and Aiah come and Achbor and Shaphan and Azariah, I should get an award, went unto Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvah, the son of Harhas. That's a word right there. Keeper of the wardrobe. Now, she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. They had a college. They had education. Sounds like America today sometimes, doesn't it? Forgotten God. Oh, yeah, keeper of the wardrobe, and she dwelt at the college. They communed with her. Keep looking. She said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I'll bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me. God speaking. They burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. It's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. I tell you. God is merciful to the king. Say that with me. God is what? Hey, baby. Listen. If you're here today, you might say, I've lived like a hay in my whole life. Listen, it's never too late. It's the right time today to stop that mess and get right with God. Amen? Say. Come on. A lot of mess, a lot of junk had gone on, but God showed mercy. When you start waking up and listening and do the right thing according to the book, God will have mercy on you. But to the king of Judah which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because your heart was tender, say tender, and because you've humbled yourself, say humble, before the Lord, when you heard what I spoke against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and you rent your clothes, and you wept, I heard you. Whoo, I heard you. That's God speaking. I heard your prayer. Isn't that a cool thing? Say, what are we learning from this young man? I'm learning a lot. I mean, I'm having to fly, but I'm learning. Behold, therefore, I'll gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in what? And your eyes shall not see the evil which I'll bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. Whew, lots to go, don't we? Keep going. Learning from the young leader, the king's response to the Lord. Can you say that word? Gratitude. It's Thanksgiving week. Gratitude. He read the Word of God. That's the first thing he did. I'm going to talk to you about Thanksgiving. Listen to me. You can say you're thankful and you can say this or that or the other. But if God has given us His Word and you don't read His Word, boy, that's not good. Are you hearing me? Oh, I'm thankful for the turkey, and I'm thankful for this. How about are you thankful for the Bible, say, that God Himself spoke, and He put it in a book so we could hear it, we could understand, we could know how to live our life. Are you thankful for that? Come on. I mean, get an old kick in the tail today from the young man. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. He read in their ears. He read. Sit down. Hush. King talking. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to have a leader that read the Word of God? Say, how about that? Say! And wasn't ashamed of it? Come on. Yeah. Amen. Mama's talking out here now. So listen. And he read it to the priests, to the prophets, to the people, both small and great. He read it in their what? Ears. All the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of the Lord. So, gratitude. He read the Word of God. Second thing, he made a covenant before the Lord. And the king stood up by a pillar. He made a covenant, a promise before the Lord to walk after the Lord. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to keep His commandments and His testimonies, His statutes. And with all their heart, with all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in the book. And all the people stood to the what? That's what the king said. This is what I'm going to do. This is what you're going to do. Because you don't want, if you don't do this, you don't want none of me. You don't want none of this if you don't follow Him. You already saw what I did to the other jokers. And he had 100% participation. Amen. Number three, he cleaned house. Say that with me. Now I'm going to finish with this. It's going to read. What did we learn from the young fellow? You'll have to figure it out. I think you learned something. 8 years old when he started. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, false god, and for the grove, and for the host of heaven. He burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron. He carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. Keep going. He put down the idolatrous priest, whom the king of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places. You're done. And the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the planets, to all the host of heaven. You jokers are finished. He brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron. He burned it at the brook Kidron. He stamped it small to powder. Now keep burning. Keep stamping it. Cast the powder there on the graves of the children of the people. He broke down the houses of the Sodomites. That's in the Bible. See that? Yes or no? That were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. That's over. He brought all the priests of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priest had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba. He broke down the high places of the gates that were at the entering of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Man, it's real specific what he did. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or daughter ever pass through the fire of Molech again. Whatever he did there, it was bad. He took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the son. Give him the horses back. At the entering of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan-Melech the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and he burned the chariots of the son with fire. A lot of fire going on. And the altars that were at the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the king of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh, that's his granddaddy, had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down, just beat them down. Break them down from thence, and he cast the dust of them into brook Kidron. The high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtaroth, false god, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abominations of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. He broke in pieces the images. He cut down the groves. He filled their places with the bones of men. We're done. We're going to serve the Lord. It's a young fellow. You understand, say? Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, the high place which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made both that altar and the high place, he broke down. He burned the high place. He stamped it small to powder, and he burned the grove. And Josiah turned himself. He spied the sepulcher that was there in the mound, and he sent, and he took the bones out of the sepulchers. He burned them upon the altar. He polluted it. According to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. This is some cleaning house. Have you ever heard of such a cleaning house? I have never seen it. Anything like this. Then he said, what title is that I see? And the men of the city told him, it is the sepulcher of the man of God, which came from Judah and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. And he said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the king of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger, Josiah took away, and he did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and he burned men's bones upon them, and he returned to Jerusalem. All right, boys, time to go home. Wow. Young man. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, wizards, images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and Jerusalem, did Josiah put away that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. We got to quit. Amen. Here's the point. Did you learn anything from a young leader? Yes or no? So many people will die and go to hell because their granddaddy, or their grandmama, or their mama. They keep going to a church, or they keep believing something that mama believed. Or daddy believed. Did you know sometimes mama and daddy can believe wrong? Why don't you let the Word of God be true and every man a liar, even if it's your mom or your daddy? I mean, that's strong talk today from the preacher. Let the Word of God be true. Did you hear me or not? I run into people all the time that say they go to a church that doesn't teach the Word. But I like to go because I like the tradition. I'm going to tell you, one day you're going to stand before God. And the God who wrote this book, and you might not like Josiah. By the way, he's one of my heroes, by the way. Okay? I love this guy. Wish there was more people like him that in leadership would stand up and do the right thing and say, you better get the heck out of the way because right's coming right down the road. Amen? Okay, I love this kind of stuff. I know it's strong. Okay, so anyway, that's the Word today. We're late. Let's get up. Come on. I've never been this late on a Sunday morning this early. We're shot. We're bad. It's all bad.